Blog Talk Radio.
All right, boys. Oh, yeah.
It's late already. It's late in the month already. Today, the 28th.
Come on, bro.
What do you say, Robert? What do you say, Joseph?
It's gone, bro.
It's gone. The month is gone. It's when the month of August is gone, that means a year is gone. It's tough, man. So, I'd like to say hello to everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in to the Brothers for Real radio show. We are, I tell you, man, I'm really in a kind of somber mood right now, to be honest with you. I had, when I set this show up today, I was basically upset. And if you may be able to tell, I said, we can stop them from killing us. But anyway, I was really hot in the head when I wrote that. Those people are still killing us, and it's not getting. It's like it's okay, and it's what is the punishment for killing us? So sometimes when you see people doing things and seems like they don't mind doing it, that's because there's no consequence for doing that. Because human beings hate a few things. One of those things that human beings hate is being punished. So normally punishment is a good deterrent for things that people do wrong. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a little bit. How you doing tonight, guys? This is Leon Gatewood, the host for the Brothers for Real radio show. I am so fortunate tonight to have my big brother, Joseph, you're with me, and my another big brother, Robert, you're with me. How you guys doing, man?
I'm doing good, hey, man. How you doing, Robert? How you doing, Leon?
Hey, Joseph, Leon, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. I just like to tell everybody who you guys are every now and then. Joseph is my big brother. He lives in Charlotte. He runs Gatewood Insurance Agency. Now, the number to call him is 504-548-9001 for all your insurance needs. Now, he didn't ask me to do that, but I decided to do it today. But anyway, he's an insurance agent, has an agency in Charlotte, North Carolina, where so many people need insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So the number to call him is 704-548-9001. That is Gatewood Insurance, right down McCulloch Drive over there, in the University area in Charlotte. So good spot, so you don't have to worry about. Can't use that as an excuse. I was scared to go over there. We'll say that sometimes. I was scared to go over there. Yeah, that's not the place to be afraid to go. If you're afraid to go over there, you're just scared to care. That's what we call it. You just didn't want to go. That's the way you got to say it. Now, my big brother Robert over here, he's out of in the D.C. area. He runs Gatewood Marketing. Robert's a tough guy. He does a radio, what you call that show you do, Robert? He calls it on Fridays. He does a show on Friday on the web. You can see his face every Friday.
We call it radio and TV show.
There you go. Radio and TV show. This is televised. And he has guests. And I promise you guys, I'll say this, that's something about jokes in a minute. But I promise you guys, every Friday, I learn something else. I'm enriched every Friday by something that Robert or someone else says on his show. Now, that is no tale. Every Friday, I get something out of it. And I'm very proud to say that these guys are my brothers. And I'll tell you guys something. I'll go back up to Joseph right quick. Every bit of insurance that I have, I got through Joseph Gatewood. That includes the insurance on the Holocene, my house, my car, my other, it wants me to sound like somebody, my other properties. All of it is insured through Joseph Gatewood. I don't have to go anywhere else for insurance. Nowhere.
That's amazing, man. Robert. That's lovely. That's lovely. That's lovely.
Nowhere. I have to go nowhere else for insurance.
That is so beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Man,
this brother should not want for anything. Being an insurance business. And all and everybody on the planet needs it. You can't buy a house without it. You can't buy a car without it. You gotta have it. Now that's one thing you gotta have to roll around like.
Joseph should be lighting cigars with $100 bills over there. As much needs there is.
Move without insurance.
Nothing. We'll say it again, Joseph.
I said nothing moves without insurance.
Nope.
I mean, you get ready to buy a car, they're going to want you to have insurance. You get ready to buy a house, they want you to have insurance. Even now, you rent an apartment. They won't let you rent an apartment without insurance.
Come on, man.
But, I can say all the insurance I could get with him, I got with him. Now, I can't do my car and house with him, but I got my life insurance with him.
And that's because what? Why can't you do your car and house with
him? Then you have to do it in your state.
See, I just want you to tell people. You see what I'm saying? Because they out there listening. I know what they be thinking. His brother ain't got his insurance with him.
Well, actually, Robert, I am licensed in Maryland now.
You'll get shot a hole in Mask you.
No. With all due respect to brother Robert. got licensed with Maryland primarily to do life insurance. So I hadn't gotten any appointments for property and casualty up in the Maryland area yet, even though I am licensed to do business in Maryland for property and casualty. Took Maryland on because, of course, I had so many relatives up there. And so I just wanted to be able to service them. And, of course, we've done business for other folks up in Maryland, too. I had a lady driver, a couple drove all the way from New York to buy life insurance from me. We couldn't write it.
Wait a minute.
Yep, that happened. Man, I was referred so highly, a lady drove all the way from New York to come down here to buy insurance from me.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Now, I know you got some good issues.
No, but the thing about it is, you know, even though there are a lot of
these. Ice is colder.
Hey, Robert.
Ice is colder.
Even though there are a lot of insurance agents out here, but there's just not a lot of people, a lot of insurance agents people can trust. you know, especially in like New York. Of course, that's people are overwhelmed with so many commercials. Everybody's saying they got the best and they got the least expensive. But most of the time, these people on television, they're not lying to you, but they're just misleading you.
They're just not telling the truth.
Yo,
I understand.
Hey, I've heard this today, two days, twice back to back. People will eventually choose quality and reliability over pricing and these other factors that might help somebody make a buying decision. And I've heard it twice this week. People who had gone to other companies to get their web services, two of them in the same week came to me and said I had given money to somebody else and they weren't reliable. And I lost my domain, can't get in my hosting account. And one lady, now this tell you how service works and why I'm going on 30 years of being in business. I said, how much did you pay this company? She said, I gave them $300. I said, first of all, you can't get a website for the $300. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that $300 and take it off of the price you're going to pay me. I'm going to give you a $300 credit on the spot.
Oh,
man. She done, this woman thought she had died and gone to heaven. But I know I'm not going to make any money on this lady. You know what? I'm not going to make any money on her, but she's going to tell everybody she knows. That's how you do business.
So that was a commercial. You're using her as a commercial. I do that.
You know, that's the least expensive advertising you can do.
Yeah.
Robert, haven't we had this conversation before?
What that?
Then we had this conversation before, how you treat people is the best advertising. That's your best commercial.
That's the best. That is one of those, there are certain things that are foundational to success in a business. And I call them the secret sauce. And service is the biggest one. There's two, like the service, then there's the relationships. And those two go hand in hand, really. Because if you get the service, you'll get the relationship. You get the relationship, you get the service. But if you can get people to be your spokespeople, and you do that by providing good service, the three legs of marketing are advertising, sales, and service. It's like a three-legged tool. You can pull either one of them out, and the whole thing is going to collapse. But you get those three working in concert, advertising, sales, and customer service. The problem is most people understand and are willing to invest in advertising and sales, but they won't do the customer service part, and that's when the thing collapses. So what Joseph was saying, somebody driving from New York, as remarkable as that may seem, if you have a good service and people come to rely on you and trust you and feel safe and secure doing business with you, hell, they'll drive from California.
And the thing about it, especially when you're looking at something like a long-term investment, like life insurance, you can't deal with no joker that's only going to be around for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, you're talking about something. Something you're gonna have to deal with for a long time. And here's how the whole thing came about. Because I have a client that moved here from New York, and of course, and they recommended me so highly, the lady just couldn't. She just said, because I had told her, I said, she didn't have to come all the way to Charlotte. I mean, she could have stopped in Maryland.
Well, but
hey,
she did what she wanted to do, bro.
Yeah,
can I make a general announcement?
Yes, sir. Please.
And this really ties into what Joe's now are doing here as business owners. August is a little as it known. August is the National Black Business Month, and it's a celebration of the awareness of Black businesses and entrepreneurship.
I know.
I've been saying it, but nobody. But it's never too late. It's too late. We can celebrate it all year, but it is nice to acknowledge it. And some little trivia: 10% of the U.S. businesses are black-owned businesses. About 30% of the minority-owned businesses are black. That means there are other ethnic groups that comprise of this number. There are about 2.6 million black businesses in the United States, and hires about 1 million people and generates revenue of about $187 billion. Now, about most of these businesses tend to be in healthcare, social assistance, repair, personal, advertising, auto dealerships, consulting services, restaurants, barbershop, beauty, and more. New York has the most black-owned businesses, and D.C. has the highest ratio, where 28% of all businesses in the D.C. area are black-owned. So I think sometimes we get this narrative out here that black businesses don't exist, they're not surviving, and they do fail at an alarming rate. But there is a very, very vibrant and lucrative black business community. And the challenge of it is, of course, there's a lot of bad PR about I tried to do business with a black person and it didn't work out. And so we got to dispel that craziness. And just black businesses are, in many ways, are no different than any other business, except you might get some better service because somebody has a vested interest in your success. So just a little FYI.
Robert, can we get a black business? Could we get a black
You know, a guy told me in business. He was an elderly black man. He's probably a millionaire at the time, but he told me something that's stuck with me. It's probably one of the main reasons that I'm still in business. And the average person goes in this business only stays 6 months. But he told me, he said, "Let me tell you something, son." He said, "If you're going to be in business," he said, "you're going to have to work with black people." He said, because we just need a little more attention. I mean, it's a sad reality, but we do. For whatever reason, and I don't know whether it's just because we black is doing business with black, but, you know, black people, not all, but there are a lot of them, you know, we've been holding their hands for 30 years.
You're right. It's easy to turn your back. It's easy to turn your back on a black customer because, Joe, what you're saying is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just not understanding how the business world works, unrealistic expectations, not knowing this and that. And so just not lack of information in many cases. So you have to engage in a more of a nurturing and training and educating process than some of the other populations.
And see, another thing, too, most African-Americans that I deal with in insurance, they've never, and I mean some of them have been buying insurance for 30, 40 years, and nobody has never taken the time to just sit down and explain to them what they were buying. You know, they go in and out
there
of these majority-owned businesses. They go in there and say they need some car insurance. They write them up a policy, take the money, and that's it. But for explaining to them what the hell, they don't do it.
Today, Joseph, I had a young lady on the phone. She was one of these young ladies who had gone and given her money to somebody else, and they didn't explain anything to her. I explained I spent 15 minutes explaining to her what the domain was and the importance of it, how you get it, the DNS, and how it relates to your hosting. And I'm saying to myself, I don't care if this is the young lady becomes a customer or not. It's not even important to me at this point. Because I told her even, I said, don't hurry this process along. I said, we are busy. I said, so don't feel like I'm trying to get some money to pay my card note for the week. I said, because it's not that kind of party. You need to hear this information or you're going to be continue to take your money. You'll jump from me to somebody else if nobody ever explains this to you.
That's
This lady, she was like nobody's ever taken the time because she didn't even know how a domain worked. Now, she doesn't give some joke of her money. She doesn't even know where her domain is registered, whether it's in her name or somebody else's name. She didn't even know she had a hosting account. I took the time, and Joe, that's that point I was trying to make. Sometimes you have to come back home just to have somebody explain to you how this stuff works.
That's right. But let me tell you, Robert, what I've had to tell people too many times, our people, They'll go somewhere else and buy some insurance and call me to explain it to them.
Where did I get like, back?
Wait a minute.
I mean, and really, I mean, some people, I hate to talk about folks, but I've had that happen so many times. And, of course, my wife, she's not as patient as I am when it comes to people like that. And this guy, I know he goes to my church. He'll go out and buy insurance, and as soon as he buys, he'll call me and want me to explain it to him, what he just bought.
Come on, man.
And
Come on.
I had one of my classmates call me about insurance. So I'm just assuming she called me to buy some insurance, right?
Right.
So I commenced taking her information to give her a quote. And she said, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm getting ready to give you a quote." She said, "No, I already have insurance. I just got some questions about the insurance I have."
Come on, man.
And I said, honey, "I'm not an insurance consultant."
So,
I just sell insurance to make a living.
So,
huh?
So
yeah.
You're a nice guy, man. You're a nice guy. That you didn't just say, "Get the out of my office."
No, they're on the phone.
Huh?
But Leon, I have had that happen so many times. So many times. So
Let me get back to my initial statement. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joseph Gatewood, the owner and operator of Gatewood Insurance in Charlotte, North Carolina, on McCulloch Drive. And he does have insurance for sale. He's not a consultant.
I do consulting work for, you know, like on a group basis, because, you know, I had a relationship with Mechanics and Farmers Bank. And, of course, what Mechanics and Farmers Bank, they primarily do is they generate loans for small businesses. And,
gotcha.
Of course, and they have what they think called lunch and learn. And, of course,
yeah.
They have accountants there, advertisers, web builders, attorneys, anything you need. You're gonna have to have a business, and of course, like we say, nothing moves without insurance.
That's
so
right.
So I came as the role of an insurance consulting them on the types of insurance that they were gonna need, for certain types of businesses they were going into, and explain the different, kinds of insurance, bonds and general liability, workers' comp, lessors' risk, there's different types of coverages that were available, and builder's risk, what you need to get if you're going to start a business from the ground, what type of insurance, things of that nature. So I do consulting, but here again, but you're doing that with the hope that some of these people that go out here and get a loan, they'll come back
that's
to me
right.
with about the insurance.
They'll be like, "Oh, that guy that was there from Gatewood Insurance, I bet he could sell me some insurance.
He knows all about it. He knows what kind of insurance I need."
Right. He knows all about it. He knows all about the stuff. Guys,
and Leon, you said an interesting thing a while ago, and I'm going to go ahead and explain this, since you brought it up, that I sell all the insurance. I have all the insurance that you have. Because
mm-hmm.
the way we work as an independent agency, of course, we have direct contracts with certain companies. In other words, Travelers, National General, Progressive, just to name a few of them. We have a direct contract with those companies. And what happens is a lot of times, someone will come to me with, they have a need for insurance, like on a Hollis Center, for example. And one of these companies that we have a direct contract with will not write it. And so what we have to do, we go to what we call wholesalers. In other words, we'll contact the wholesaler and say, "Look, we got this guy down here in Anson County. He got a nonprofit organization, he needs this type of insurance and this type of insurance. Who can you put it with?" And they'll go out there and find us somebody. And of course, we'll be assigned as an agent. Then, of course, we can broker business. In other words, we don't have a direct contract with these people. We don't go through a wholesaler, but we go to this particular company because we know they offer that product. And of course, we can broker it. In other words, if you got a broker's license, you don't have to be appointed. Have an appointment with that company, but you can go to that particular company for this particular type of coverage and you know, and you don't have any other relationship with them no more in the future if you don't want to. But that's how we can get insurance for any, for anybody and anything. We go direct, we go through wholesalers, and we go and we broker. And also we use what we call surplus lines. That's when you got a risk. You know, it's like a guy came in the office one time, he had just bought a Bentley. And what he bought a Bentley for, I don't know. He had a terrible driving record. But anyway, we had to go through Lloyd's of London to get him coverage. In other words, and of course, and we had to deal with the and of course the time change, you know, was kind of complicated working with trying to get a policy written all the way out of London. So
I was just saying, when you said Lloyd's of London, I just thought maybe that's the name of a company. He had to go all the way to London to get insurance.
Well, that is the name of the company, but like I said, but in this particular case, we had to actually wait for the people in London to give us an okay as to whether or not we could write this policy or not. Okay. But for the most part, you're right, that's just the name of the company, but the company is in London, the main headquarters.
Well, that's what I was afraid of for the brother.
Yeah.
So he had a Bentley?
Huh?
Was he like P. Diddy or somebody like that? You say he had a Bentley?
No, he had no business with that Bentley. And that was the insurance company. That was everybody was trying to tell us. Everybody was nobody giving no insurance. because we had it was like Travelers for a time. Travelers said they would write it. But they said the only condition they would write it on is he had to have at least a $500,000 house insured with him. So I said, man, you got a $500,000 house? No, man, I live with my mama.
Oh, man, talk about something else. Hey, man, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing you're doing there, man. I appreciate you serving me. All the insurance I have, no complaints whatsoever, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, your family will be the first one to complain. Y'all know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, we know that's right. So
I'm going to tell you something, though, Leon. I do go take the extra mile for my family, though. I do that. I have to confess to that.
Well, you do keep me straight. I appreciate that, man. You do call me when I need to pay and everything like that, you know. Yeah, you will remind me. You said, Leon, I got a lapse notice on my desk. In fact, I want to take care of this. Bye. Good day. You do, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought you did that for everybody, man. I know you did. Just family and everything. But I do appreciate what you're doing. Check this out, man. I've been, you may be familiar with going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks decided they were not going to play basketball tonight because of the police situation that's going on with the Blake guy that the police shot down there over there in Wisconsin 7 times in the back with his kids in the car. And then, consequently, some little white 17-year-old guy has gone to Wisconsin from, I think they say he's from Chicago or somewhere, Detroit, Michigan or somewhere. He's gone to Kenosha and opened fire on the protesters and actually killed 2 of the protesters. And, of course, the police didn't see any need to shoot him. He's walking down the street with a semi-automatic rifle. Could have been an automatic. I say semi, but it could have been automatic. I don't know. Anyway, so I guess he's locked up now, I guess. But all of that to say this, that I had to, you know, when things like this start happening, you start trying to think of ways to ease your mind and find peace and ways to get the frustration out of your head. And it just so happens I have this thing on this quote on my refrigerator now by Dr. Martin Luther King that says that the best way to, I'm paraphrasing, of course, the best way to get an enemy to be a friend is, well, love is the only thing that you can convert an enemy to a friend. And I was thinking about how is the world going to get out of the mess that, and I'm going to have to say this, the world has always been into a spiral. spiral, you know, going into a spiraling into something that we didn't want it to. But of course, it seems like when you have a person in charge of the country, and what some used to say was the most powerful position in the whole wide world, that is a complete heathen. What can we expect? And then you have so many people in the country, this country, that seems to be okay with that. What does the world expect to happen from this point? What does the world want? What does the world want the world to become? This segment of the community, I'm saying, of the world, that seems to be okay with this. And I just read, which was very disappointing to me, that both sides of the aisle seem to be, of course, there's concern on one side of the aisle that the black male vote is heading toward Trump, and there's rejoice on the other side of the aisle that the black male Negro vote is seeming to be headed, you know, a percent too large to make sense. Let me put it that way. Is giving support to Donald Trump. And of course that concerned me too. So I just had to find a way to kind of ease my mind and look at some other things. And it just so happened, guys, I had my screensaver, my home screen is a Bing. And they have all these different animals on this site that I have never seen. And I'm saying to myself now, should I see all these before my life is over? Should every human being experience seeing a white lip peccary before he leaves this world? Or a crab eating fox? Or a nine banded armadillo? Or an odd toed ungulate? Should we see all that before we leave this world over? Is that something you think God expected every human being to see, or just certain ones?
I don't know about you, but yeah. I see something right there. I'm going to shoot it. No, I'm just playing. No, man, I'm just playing. But you know, nature is a beautiful thing to look at. It is beautiful.
It is. It is. And, it takes your mind off the foolishness.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of days I just stand back there in the window. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have a wooded area, you know, that backs up to my backyard. Mm-hmm. And, man, some days I just stand out there and just look at all the different kinds of birds, you know, that show up. Woodpeckers, bluebirds, wrens, robins, sparrows. You know, just name it. Even every now and then you'll see a blackbird or a crow, a big old thing. I don't know, I think it's an eagle, but it was a big old thing. I was scared of it, so I went in the house. But then, of course, then you see your rabbits and squirrels and deer and all kind of stuff. And I said, man, that is so beautiful.
They be out there playing with each other.
Yeah.
Making the nuts and going around.
Playing
cats. It does.
It has such a thing as
that. It does. I mean, it does. But here's something, Joel, I just got to bring this up right here. I discovered. Do you remember what the mascot for Anson High School was? Or is?
Bearcat.
Check this out. Yeah, check this out. Oh, come on, man. You can have commercials on the phone. Anyway, I want to show you something right quick. Anyway, there's a thing called a binturong. Binturong. I never knew that there was such a thing. But check this out. Watch it. Check this out. After my phone gets through playing this freaking commercial. Check this out. Okay, Google. How do you pronounce binturong?
That's pronounced binturong.
Okay, Google. What is a binturong?
According to Wired, what has a face like a cat, a body like a small bear, and a tail like a monkey? It's a binturong, also known as a bear cat. Binturongs have long, low, stocky bodies covered with coarse, shaggy black fur tipped in gray, so they sometimes appear speckled.
Now, Joe, you heard what you said a while ago, you were going to shoot it. Now, wouldn't you shoot something that looked like that?
Hmm?
Did you hear what Google said?
Yeah.
A binturong is a bear cat.
Darn.
I never knew what I thought that was something they made up all this whole time.
What imagination?
I thought it was an imaginary creature. Huh?
What is orangutan?
An orangutan?
Yeah.
Okay, Google. What is an orangutan?
According to Wikipedia, orangutans are great apes native to Indonesia and Malaysia.
They're apes. But she didn't get too deep about that. I think she's being fun. Hmm?
Yeah, she's being smart.
Yeah, she's being smart. Okay, Google. What is an orangutan?
According to Wikipedia, orangutans are great apes native to Indonesia and Malaysia.
Hmm. That's all she got to say about that.
But what do they look like?
Okay, Google. What does an orangutan look like?
According to orangutans in Nadi B, that's what orangutans look like. Besides their bright orange fur, their very long arms and relatively short legs, with feet very similar to hands, are distinctive features of their appearance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Google. Do orangutans look like human beings at all?
These came back from a search.
She said, talk about something else. Hey, Joe, that's her way of saying talk about something else.
You know,
what did you
want
to say?
Huh?
What were you trying to get out of it?
I wanted to get out of her. They look like Trump.
Okay, man. She probably won't say that.
She kind of came close, though. She said they had orange hair. Didn't she say that?
Yeah, she said something like that, man. She probably won't say that. Okay, Google. What is a collared peccary?
According to Wikipedia, the collared peccary is a species of mammal in the family Tiassuidae found in North, Central, and South America.
I'll tell you, man, I'm looking at this stuff. Man. It's some strange looking animals. And I'm sure they look normal to everybody over there that sees them on a regular basis. But I cannot imagine looking some of these animals in their eye. Now, here's a white bellied spider monkey.
Man, don't look them in the eye. Unless you end up being dinner.
Oh, man. Anyway, I was trying to go through all this. I was talking about Kenosha and what's going on over there. I don't know where all this is going, but I just know it's not going to end well unless love takes over. And if you listen to the, and I only listen to highlights from it, if you want to refer to them as that. If you listen to the highlights from the Republican Party, they have a hate fest going on. They're trying to really, seems like they just hell-bent on destroying the word love as we know it. And democracy in America as we know it. And it seems that the people who are on that side just seem to have a different, I'm sure, you're confused, think that the people that are not confused are confused. That's just kind of the way life is. People that are confused think you're confused because you're not confused with them. That makes sense. Yeah, so. But it's a tough thing going on. And I just hope we can get out of this. I think what I'm going to do next week is I invite some ministers and I don't know, on the show to just get them to talk to us about maybe how we can get out of this alive, how we can get through what the world is heading to. Give us an idea of how to face it. Because it's really looking pretty bad.
You said something a while ago, Leon, that really, you said the black male vote is leaning towards Trump.
Yeah.
A lot of, well, you know, they said Donald Trump got 13% of the black male vote in 2016.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, they are hearing something I don't hear. You know what I'm saying?
I can't get it.
I mean, I can understand a white supremacist voting for Trump. I can understand that. Now, I'm not saying I can't say either one of them are right, but I can understand why a white supremacist would vote for Trump.
Yeah.
I can understand why a billionaire would vote for Trump. I can understand that.
Yeah.
And but why a working class black man would vote for Donald Trump, I just can't wrap my head around that.
Well, let me play and this is really devil's advocate here. Literally. These guys are falling into the lie that Trump has done more for black people than anybody else. And they're falling for this story about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I'm just talking. Are locking black men up. Here's what I'm going to say, brothers. If you do wrong, you're probably going to go to jail. I don't care who the president is, to be honest with you. But when you, and a lot of people get confused when they say, well, what are they going to do for me? I hear Ice Cube. Somebody sent me a forward from Ice Cube. And he was sitting up there talking about what he said. All you guys sat there and watched the Democratic Convention, and you came out waving your hands in the air like you just don't care. It's about he didn't hear them say anything they're going to do for us. What they're going to do for us. My response was, Joseph, Ice Cube has been out here making money and had black folks' ear for the past 20-some-odd years.
Right.
And what is he doing? He now built a force to reckon with where he can make demands on who gets his vote. But he ain't nothing but a little talking box now.
Right.
He's trying to make himself sound significant, but he's not. He's insignificant. The only thing he's doing now is voter suppression. That's what I call what he's doing now, voter suppression.
You know what? And there are a lot of people out here like that. You know, there are a lot of black folks that will sell you out. You know that, right?
That's how we got on the boat.
Yeah, and so what I'm saying, so don't be surprised if a lot of these jokers are not getting their pockets padded to pass that, spread that ignorant narrative.
Absolutely.
You know, because what I'm saying is, because what he's saying, what did he say gonna do for us? He don't have to call us by name, but anytime you start talking about health care for all,
that's for us. Like you say you're gonna give health care to everybody, brother. That's for you.
If they say they're gonna start excusing some of these student loans, that's for you. If they're trying to make education more affordable, that's for you. If they're trying to make housing more affordable, that's for you. If they crack down on these predatory lending institutions and these bankers more responsible for their behavior, that's for you.
That's for you, brother. That's for you.
That's for you. I had a woman told me in 2016 talking about Barack Obama hadn't done anything. I said, now, don't you have a daughter that just entered college? Yeah. Did you have any money? No. Well, I said, well, that's something Barack Obama did.
Man, it's so much ignorance. But you got to remember, see, there's ignorance on so many levels now.
Right.
There's ignorance on so many sides. You know, there's ignorance on that side, ignorance on this side. That's, I just have to say it that way. There's ignorance on both sides of the aisle, as they put it. And when you start talking to people and they can't see, I'm saying it's ignorance because that's what it is. And if you just look the word up, you'll know what I'm talking about, the word ignorance. So sometimes people get offended by that word. But ignorance is ignorance. It's pretty much that thing.
Right.
So when you start saying stuff like, what is he going to do for us? You have to consider, what is he going to do for against you? So you can look on the other side and say, well, he's not doing anything. But these guys over here aren't doing anything for us, so we're going to not even vote. We're just going to take what comes. Go to the other side and see what they're getting ready to do against your foot. Then that's when you can start. So look at it that way. What are the Democrats doing against you? What is Kamala Harris going to do against you? Then they saying they, you know, they keep throwing this stuff about all these people she locked up, but they haven't really looked into that. Anytime you get into a position where you're supposed to lock people up, you're gonna lock some of us up, brother. We're going to jail because we break the law. I'm not saying we don't go to jail disproportionately. I'm not saying that. But in order for us to make that kind of argument, we really have to look back and see what it was actually going on in those periods of time and what kind of position that person was in. But we have to start looking at what the guy with the orange hair is getting ready to do to you. I have friends of mine saying, man, if these guys win next time, we might well find our way out of here because these boys are ready to go to food. But I'm just saying.
They're going up. They are going a plum food.
They already food. Welcome back to the show, Rob. How you doing, man?
Where did Robert go?
I thought he was back. Yeah, but it's tough out here, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I like for you to see. I would like for you to just hear, just I'm gonna say this very simple.
Hey.
You don't really have a choice at this point. Hey, Robert, how you doing, man?
Oh man, I was listening to that. I was doing a little work, but I was also listening to the conversation, and I just threw my little two cent in here. But I think it's disgraceful what the rappers and these guys, supposed to be so-called woke, are doing. And the problem is, just because you can rap and because you have an audience doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. Because one thing that I think there's a failure to grasp is how this political system works. Now, if every complaint they have is valid, and I'm not saying they're not, they're saying they want the black agenda, even though if they look at the black agenda and look at what has been attempted to pass through Congress, through the Black Caucus and some of the other progressives we have on the Hill, you find out that they've actually attempted to pass most of that legislation. It's probably sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk.
Right.
So if you put Trump, if you put Jesus Christ himself in the White House, if you don't get the bodies of government moving in your direction, and you get that by coming out on the off years, like on 2018 and 2010, when we lost the House and the Senate to the Republicans, if you're not out there politically active 24/7, if you're not aware of how the political machine works, all you're doing is just, like you said, Leona, suppressing the vote. You're not going to get jack done, because I can tell you, Donald Trump is not going to do it. And it's almost like, and this is kind of, I'm almost ashamed to say this, but if Donald Trump gets back in the White House, I almost want to say, you guys deserve what you get. If you allow this man to get back in the White House, it's almost like you deserve him. So when these police start cracking you upside the head, unabated, because that's who's going to be the recipient of this. Trump has already said he's going to be the law and order president. That's a code word for me. We're going to crack some black heads, really.
Yeah.
And some of the same people who's advocating this, they are the demographic that's going to get their heads cracked first. People that look like P. Diddy and Chance the Rapper and these other knuckleheads out here talking about holding up some votes. Go back to school and learn politics. Take some civics. figure out how this political system works. Whether you like it or not, that's what we have.
What those guys should be doing out here right now, Robert, Joseph, what those guys should be doing out here right now is, brothers and sisters, this is a speech they should be making. Brothers and sisters, we have a real evil person in the White House. Let's come together, vote him out, then let's talk.
Right. But see, the thing about it is, a lot of these rappers, now see, these are the people that are taking a whole lot of money out of the community and ain't putting nothing back in it.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They taking a lot of money out of the community and not putting anything back in it. And seeing a lot of that music and raps that they put out is responsible for a lot of this gang banging. If they're not the ones that's actually doing the rapping, or a lot of times they're the one that's, the promoters for these guys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And to them, it's all about money. And I'll tell you something, another interesting statistic, that the people that buy most of that game, that are gangster rap music, don't
mind.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's you're exactly right. So a lot of that stuff, it's poison us to the mind and to the whole community. Now these guys got to have the nerve to come out in there like they have sense. Got the nerve to come out in there like they can give advice on who to vote for, and they've destroyed a whole generation of young people with that vile music mess. Just a bunch of mess that they've been putting out for the whole time. People say, oh yeah, but these guys, man, they live in large. Yeah, they live in large. They just like Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump living large. But he's not giving anything. He's not spreading anything around. Only thing Donald Trump cares about himself, trying to keep himself out of jail. And I hope he's unsuccessful.
You know what? And I hate to say that, but that's where a lot of these rappers are. These guys that's out running their mouth. They like I said, that's another group that sold us out. They don't care about nobody but themselves.
That's true.
Because what I'm saying is, with the influence that these guys have, if they could be a very positive force in, getting out a lot of our young black people, getting their heads straight where they need to be.
Right.
But no, they're interested in how much money they can buy, so they can go out and buy as many boats and yachts and gold chains to put around their neck. And of course, in buying the biggest house the white man will let them have. So basically, what they're doing, they're extracting money from the black community and transferring it over to the white community, is what they're doing. Because you can't buy no Bentley from a black guy. You can't buy no $5 million house from no black person. And the money's not going into the community.
Exactly right.
Yeah, they're taking money out of the neighborhood and not putting anything back.
Now, speaking of rappers, they crossed Cardi B lately, You know, you're familiar with Cardi B?
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody started messing with her after after Melania Trump gave her speech at the convention. And Cardi B didn't like it, of course. She said, well, anyway, somebody said Cardi B criticizing suggestions that America needs like Melania Trump and less like the rapper using her recent song, WAP, to argue her point. You know, WAP, that's a bad word. That's a rough little acronym right there. But anyway, after that, Cardi B got a little upset and started talking about how the first lady used to pose nude and stuff like that. Because they had the nerve to crack on Cardi B. But because people have been very nice to the first lady and not brought up her past. But once you start, once you start messing with people, they'll do that. And Cardi has come forward and fought back. against the first lady there. So here's the only thing I'm saying, right, say to the world out here. If you're living on, if you're living in a glass house, don't throw no stones. Very popular temptation song back in the day. Had a big, had a great message in it. If you're living in a glass, if you're living in a glass house, don't throw no stones.
Yeah, the temptation went through a message song period there for a minute. You ever okay. You ever hear that song called Don't Let the Joneses Get You Down?
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah. That song, you got, that should be like a theme song. Man, they are getting personable. That's a good song, man. There's another one around the same time. Don't get your hands. What you got here? Everyday thing and together. Yeah. So they had this line of message songs, but that don't get let the Joneses get you down. Man, they were just saying exactly. Man, it's like I should use that as a theme song for my book because that's exactly what they're talking about. Spending money on cars and watching what other folks are doing. And I said, go ahead, guys. Go ahead. So, but anyway, just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, they were very conscientious, man, back in the day. No, then they did. You remember Ball of Confusion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ball of Confusion. Yeah, that was deep. But you know, man, I was back to these rappers and the black male vote going towards Trump. I remember there's been when you go so far to the left, you actually come back to the right, and I think that's what's happening. I don't know if these guys are paid off, or I don't really know what's going on in their hearts. I do know what they're doing is destructive, and I can't guess their motives or. I'm not even going to try to, but what they are doing is one, counterproductive, is very destructive and very disappointing. There is nobody, even if you take out all the grievances that they have with the Democratic Party or Biden or Kamala Harris, you have a man in the White House who has called people dogs and grabbed women by the private parts and kind of dealt with the Russians and cohort coddling white supremacists. There is nothing worse than what he's done. Nobody. Don't play with this, really. You're playing with fire, rappers. You gotta think beyond you gotta think beyond your own little world.
Hey Joseph.
Yeah.
Last week, Robert was we got on this subject. And that's when I called you and told you Robert was off the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you hear me say a while ago, grabbing women by the private parts.
Yeah.
He used the word yesterday, last week.
Wow.
He was raw, man. Yeah. He was raw. Robert was raw, man.
I guess if it's okay for the United States to say it, who can condemn him?
He was fed up. He calmed down a little bit.
I was a little raw last week, I must say. And I was. I tell you what, guys, I'll just recap it again that it's the people that support immorality. If I don't call the name of the person, if you're supporting and condoning and normalizing immorality and immoral behavior. If you are ashamed to let your child mimic or mirror the actions of the President of the United States, you have a problem. Just think about it. Would you want your child to act like the President, to bully, to name call, to lie? You wouldn't. Should disqualify. If you don't want your child to act like that, then that should be a problem. That's all you need to know really right there.
Well, guys,
forget about the issue. Just look at the personal.
Yeah, man. Guys, my time is up. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the number to Gatewood Insurance is 704-548-9001. Call the guy for any kind of insurance you need. And the number for Gatewood Marketing is 301 773-1357. And we're gonna have to get out of here because we got a Zoom call with Black Voters Matter in the next few seconds. We're gonna try to make sure. I'm worried about these guys now. Though. I don't want to take them to the polls and they vote for the wrong joker. But no, Black Voters Matter is nonpartisan. We just want to make sure Black people get to the polls and do the thing that they have the freedom and the right to do. So listen up, guys. We'll be you to be hearing from us soon. See you next week. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you guys for being
here. Thank
you, always.
Thank you, Joseph.
You guys have a good night, man. Good night. Good night, brother.
Come on. say that just you to find true love and peace of mind. At the end of a rainbow, there's no sign in the sky to follow, 'cause that's the way love goes, baby, that's the way love goes. And so there's a rhyme that says,
Leon, I'm out. I just had to hear that song, man. Just had to hear it.
All right, bro. All right, bro.
All right, you closing up?
Yeah, man. Shut it down for me.
You gonna close it? All right,
yeah.
I got you.
Appreciate it, bro. Mm-hmm.